All right. So Ramona is here, fresh off of a TV appearance. Hello, Ramona. How are
How's it going?
I'm good. You look very fresh-faced.
You know, that's the beauty of hair and makeup. I did not look like that when I walked in.
All right.
Well, you look great now.
Lashes, hair, all these
problems. We should get some,
and then look at
hair and makeup people.
Then look at all of us.
You look like you slept in your car.
You know, I've been wearing this hoodie every day here for weeks now.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, this is my it's freezing in here hoodie, right? Yeah. You have to have the it's freezing in here
and
hoodie
yet you have
all
shorts
the time.
On.
And yet I have shorts
that's
on.
A little bit of a
how about when you walk outside and it's like 95?
Oh my God, it's unbelievable. It is so friggin' hot right now.
Well,
try living in the valley.
Oh yeah, I know.
You guys catch up on a story.
I was
weekend?
Just gonna say we were talking about this.
Oh no, I didn't hear this.
Did you see the story? It was in the Times over the weekend. It popped up on my news feed on the phone too. The super flood that is headed our way.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah,
super
you guys ready?
Flood. Yes.
Hundreds of inches of rain.
I feel like the movie is coming out next fall.
Yeah.
Oh, LA super flood. By the way, that would be a fantastic
super
movie.
Flood.
Get on it, Hollywood.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson is in development right now. Super flood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did you guys sleep as well as I did after reading that? This is, I don't know why. There are obviously many, many things in the world that are very, very scary.
Sure.
But these are the ones that really kind of wormhole into my brain.
Yeah, if you don't know, I read this over the weekend. So apparently the idea is that it's so hot and everything is so dried out that somehow Los Angeles and the base here is going to turn into a gigantic inland sea.
You guys need to come out to Chatsworth. We have some mountains nearby.
Oh,
we'll just climb up there.
You're moving to the
top of
the hill?
You guys can live on top of the mountains.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
Well, I'm on top of a hill, so I feel pretty okay about it.
You're still in Venice, right?
Still in Venice.
Oh, no, you're doomed.
You're done.
You're doomed. You're too close to the beach.
No, you have to go all the way to Mulholland.
That's a rise. I don't know if you call it.
It's a rise, right. It's not really a... Not really.
We're not talking an inch or two or three. Hundreds of inches,
man. Yeah, no, it's true.
Apparently, I thought it was all a climate change story, but apparently this happened in 1868 or something. Yes. I'm making that up, but it's a long time ago.
1868, L.A. was an inland
sea?
No, you get a 100-year flood.
There was a big 100-year flood in
Sacramento. You get the 100-year flood that shows... I think that was the plot of Point Break. About the 100-year swell.
Well,
where
it's a
Bodhi
new thing. It's a new thing to worry about. There's earthquakes.
Yeah,
well, there was the fires.
The fires. Right.
Now let's throw some water in there.
Some mudslides.
Let's get some
water.
Here's
the thing. My grandmother Rose Santa Cruz from Altoona, Pennsylvania, lived on Sixth Avenue for a long time, as you guys know. She
did not.
She would call me. No matter what thing happened in California and said, are you okay?
Yep.
Right. So a mudslide. Is your house okay?
Mm-hmm.
Earthquakes. Did you make it through?
Wildfires.
Fires. Are you
an animal escaped
fires?
A zoo.
Yeah. Yeah. No matter what.
Is it outside?
Rose Santa Cruz thought it affected me directly.
That's nice. That's sweet.
Yeah, she cared.
Yeah,
it's nice when somebody cares.
It is. I'll tell you this story. So my mom lives in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
So we say mom
also underwater in this scenario.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
We say mom lives in the desert. Mom's moving to the desert. And my grandmother says, why would anyone want to live in a desert? That's what my grandmother didn't understand the difference between the desert and just living in a desert, which is completely different.
Yeah, they're a little different. Yeah. One has tennis courts. The other one has scorpions.
Correct. One's got golf courses and one's got roadrunners.
Little bit
exactly.
Different. So what is the magic number? Going back to what we were talking about, where you would sacrifice like professional satisfaction just based on cold, hard cash. Dude, Corey Seager, they fired their manager today.
Yeah.
He had
the
best possible scenario. The team's good every year.
Yep.
They're going to pay you really well.
Yep.
You're wildly popular with the fan base.
Yep.
You have teammates that you've come up with. You know that the team's going to do whatever you can. Dodgers weren't going to give him $300 million sleep, but there is a number where, like, I can't just leave 30, 40, 50 million on the table, right?
I'm a big quality of life person. Now, granted... You know, I'm 57 years old now, so quality of life. When I was young, I was a climber. Yeah. I was a go-for-it. You're still in the go-for-it mode.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, not really.
Yeah, and I have kids now.
Yeah, I'm not in the go-for-it mode, but I'm telling you, I think the way you work, where you work, the people you work with, incredibly important. And I would imagine some part of Corey Seager says, yeah, you know, it's $325 million, but for... A few million less, I could have stayed
where I
knew I was
going to
win.
What if it's 40? 40.
It's
still, you're getting $300 million.
That's the argument against, but it's still $40 million
more. I don't think he regrets it. I really don't.
You don't.
I think he had so many opportunities over the years to extend, and I think that's just who he is. I think he's the guy who wants the most money. that there's a reason he had Scott Boras as the agent the whole time. It's usually a principal thing for players like that.
A principal meaning I want the most possible
correct.
Money.
Well, and Boras guys yes. almost always hit the market.
Yeah.
They almost,
yeah,
almost always
hit the market. Yeah. Is Trey Turner a Boras guy?
I know Juan Soto is. Yeah. So he's going to go to the market.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to go to market.
Yep. And
unless the Padres pony up big.
And it will be probably 500 plus.
Oh, by the time that comes
yeah.
around? For sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Why is there so much Laker programming right now? The Laker Hulu thing is on tonight.
Yeah.
Right?
I watched the first episode.
What'd you think?
I think it's good. It's going to be really interesting to see how people watch this after seeing Winning Time. Like, I feel like Winning Time sort of stole their thunder a little bit.
Yeah, we were
so it goes over
that.
A lot of the same. I watched the first episode. I have the screeners for
what's
the first
the timeline
six.
On it? Is it starting like in the early 80s?
It started when he bought the team. And there's some really good stuff. You have like home movies of Dr. Buss and the kids.
Cool.
Like, it's kind of cool when they're growing up. And mm-hmm. I feel like this, from what I've seen, and it's really just the first episode so far, but it they get way more into the family dynamic. And I know, and I can tell you, I guess we'll see soon enough. I definitely was interviewed for this Hulu documentary.
Oh, okay.
And I know what they asked me about. And there was a lot of questions about Jim and Jeannie and the coup. Okay. Okay.
Sure.
And so I said, oh, are you guys getting into that in this? Like, this is like the in-house doc, right? Like I was surprised. And they really went there. And so Jim Buss is in the first episode. I think he's actually maybe one of the first Buss kids to
really
talk.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Now and that, to
I'm
me,
I'm really
yeah.
glad to hear, for sure.
Yeah.
So they, and I know this, because I don't think they'll mind me sharing this, okay? Jim sat for two or three separate multi-hour interviews.
Wow.
So we're going to get the longest and most complete version of his side of the story that we've ever gotten.
Well, that makes this different then, because
it has
the timeline
right?
of all
that.
Of the things that have come out, right?
Yeah.
We have
right.
Winning Time, which starts with his acquisition of the
yep.
team and takes us through their that championship period.
Then we have the Magic.
The Magic yeah. thing, which and Winning Time is
that's all
the Magic
one.
Show, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of the whole thing.
Yeah, right.
And now you've got the Buss era and the Magic era started roughly the same time.
Right.
So that story, though, that you're talking about, Ramona, the conflict inside
yeah.
the family – neither one of those
yeah.
things were a part of those.
I mean,
other
they're
two.
Laying the groundwork. I can feel it in episode one. Like they're Jerry.
Really?
There was a line from somebody, and it wasn't on camera, so I don't know who said it. But it was the line was Jerry Buss set his kids up for exactly the roles that he wanted them to be in. All they had to do was play them, but they didn't want those roles. I mean, it's like they're really setting up the palace coup as a major story point. But it was interesting to me watching episode one last night where. You see the divorce. They talk about the parents getting divorced in episode one. And you see the home movies. You have all of the kids talking about how it was for them
yeah.
when their parents got divorced. And yet, do you prefer the real version of that? Or do you prefer the fictionalized Winning Time version where you see him off and, you know, with the...
Well, and Sally Field
yeah.
is playing
right,
the mother.
But I mean, there's really old footage of. I mean, there's like the you know, okay, in Winning Time, remember the coin flip they show when the Lakers win?
Yeah, yeah.
They actually have the real footage of Bill Sharman going
yeah.
to. So, do you prefer the real version of it, or do you prefer the Hollywood version of it? There's like a lot of scenes that will overlap.
Take the version with Zastro.
I think we're all going to get. I think one of the things that kind of captivated us with Winning Time is. You didn't have to be a Laker fan,
right.
an NBA fan, to say, this is freaking interesting.
Sure.
I'd watch
yeah.
these, you know, me and my girl on a weekly basis. She doesn't care what happens with the Lakers.
Yeah.
She has no
right.
idea. I'm curious with this, will it captivate people outside of
the NBA and outside of Laker
right?
fandom?
Isn't that what makes it?
Yeah, it's not dramatized. It's the real story.
Does it have crossover appeal, though?
I don't know yet. I've only seen one episode.
The Jim Buss thing is very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That's very
interesting. For you guys, you'll be like, whoa, it's Jim Buss.
I thought so because I watched one of the trailers and there was Jim Buss.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they're getting into it.
Yeah.
They're definitely getting into it.
I know what I was asked about. I don't know. I haven't seen that episode yet, but I know I sat for two separate interviews and there was a lot of questions about what happened.
I'm so glad to hear you say that because I felt like I had kind of hit my saturation point because you're talking about three different Laker projects inside of a year, right? That's a lot, even for a team that has great content. Like Al was mentioning. The Dallas Cowboys, the New York Yankees, these other teams that have huge profiles outside of their own little markets. I understand that there's stuff that people are interested in, But the Magic story again, the Jim Buss story, or excuse me, the Jerry Buss story again.
Or the Showtime story again.
Yeah, sure. I'm like, okay, I got it. Yeah. I lived it. I've seen it twice.
I know.
And I don't know if I need it. This is a totally different thing.
Yeah, and so I'll watch a little bit more tonight. Well, the first two will drop tonight. I have the first six.
Okay.
So I'll try to binge it as fast as I can, but it's hard. I got a newborn. He wakes up and needs to eat and stuff.
So it goes up until...
They get worse after that, by the way.
Momo, it goes up until what point? What's the end point? Do you know?
I think now. LeBron's in it.
Oh, LeBron's...
And so I know they asked me about the bubble.
Do they go through the Magic Johnson...
Yeah, they go through
all
of
that stuff.
And I know talking to people who were involved in this, like the producers and stuff, they were saying it's actually hard to get everything in, even with 10 episodes. Because, like, how long do you spend on Magic? And how long do you spend on Kobe? And how long do you spend on Kareem? And it's like, there's a lot to get into.
Right, right.
Especially if you're going to go all the way through.
In the trailer, too, it looked like they talked to everybody.
Everyone.
Do you know, Ramona, if there's anybody that they wanted that they couldn't get to?
I don't think there's anyone.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, there's, like, who do you want to hear from? Phil Jackson, yes. Magic Johnson, yes. LeBron, yes. Kobe, yes. There's
Kareem.
Interviews with Kobe.
Pat Riley.
Pat Riley's in. Oh, Pat Riley's awesome.
Phil Jackson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kareem.
Kareem. So basically everyone knew that this was the official one, and so no one talked to the Winning Time people, and everyone talked to the Hulu people because this was done by the team. So there's some amazing archival footage. Like, I was like, whoa, these are home movies of the Buss Kids. Like,
that's cool.
It was cool to see Bill Sharman on the phone when he calls.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's the real moment.
Yeah. Well, it'll be an interesting comparison because I've always said that the unauthorized version of somebody's life is more interesting than
the authorized version.
But here, I mean, maybe they're getting into stuff that we've just never seen before.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I was surprised how much they asked me about in terms of the palace intrigue.
I can't wait.
Like, whoa, you're going there. Okay.
So that drops tonight. And then, of course, you got Better Call Saul series finale tonight.
Please don't tell me because I'm behind. But
How far behind?
Oh, like a whole season.
A whole season? Okay. We're not waiting for you.
I know. I'm sorry.
A whole season?
I have this child who doesn't nap well.
Yeah, well,
I thought I was going to, like, binge
October.
City.
Wait till October.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
talk about it later in the week when I'm not here.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It is. It's going down as a top 10 show for me.
So good.
It is really good. Such a great show. And Reyes Seahorn, who plays Kim Wexler,
she's fantastic.
She's got to win some awards,
she's
right?
She's fantastic.
And stole that episode last week.
She was amazing.
Flat out stole the episode.
We were talking, so do you want it all wrapped up? Do you want loose ends? Do you want, because there are loose ends on a lot of classic endings. You're not quite sure what it is. There are other shows that end, and you're like, all right, that hit the sweet spot. That's perfect. Like, Breaking Bad's ending was fantastic.
Right.
Yeah, that was good.
Tie it up in a bow.
You want really? It, you want it tight.
I think they figured out how to tie it up in a bow. I do.
Well, it's amazing because this is a prequel.
It is.
I mean, this is a prequel to Breaking Bad. So theoretically, this should have gone. This should lead right into the beginning of Breaking Bad.
Right. Well, the two of the universes have overlapped, so that we're getting the beginning of Walter White and Jesse Pinkman.
Yep. And you're getting the end of Gene.
End
right, you're getting the end of Gene too, so it leads you up because Gene is now in Omaha. Is it
Omaha?
Yeah,
he's Cinnabon.
In Cinnabon, Omaha, with Jerry from Parks and Rec.
Can they do another one?
Emily had a really good idea.
Vince Gilligan has already announced that's the end of the Breaking Bad universe.
No.
If I had one pitch to get, and this was Emily's idea. Is this your idea? Did you read this somewhere? Because it's a really good one.
It was talked about on a podcast I listened to.
It's great. Yeah. I'm giving you credit for it because you told me a series based on that vet. The guy who gives Mike all of his assignments that everybody comes, because he's kind of the nexus of all of the bad guys in Albuquerque.
Okay.
Having him and how he got into it and how he connects with this guy and Saul and Jimmy and all of that, I'd be there for that.
Yeah.
Now they're doing a spinoff that's different. They're doing an animated series called Slippin' Jimmy. About Jimmy McGill going around and trying his accident attorney cases and that kind of stuff.
Are you pulling my leg?
100% true. There's an animated series called Slippin' Jimmy that is coming out.
Damn.
That's the one post.
Oh, I'd watch that for sure.
Better Call Saul project that I know of.
And it's Odenkirk?
Yeah. No, it's Odenkirk voicing it. Yeah.
Speaking of prequels, Game of Thrones.
Yes.
The Game of Thrones prequel is about to start.
I'm having a watch party for it next Sunday.
You're having a watch party?
Yeah, Travis
and I. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
We're not invited.
You were not invited to the watch party?
No.
Nope. Hey, break time.
Yes, Jorge.
Wow.
Mi amigo. Yes.
Jorge.
Here we go.
Jorge, you better get ready.
Hey, break time.
No, Slee and I are decidedly non-Game of Thrones people.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Ireland was, and then all of a sudden...
That was his COVID show, right?
His whole thing was, Trav, you're going to like it because it's got violence and nudity. Like, yeah, but you can get that in a lot of different places.
Yeah, but here's the way I would describe it. I'd describe
Google
Game of Thrones.
Violence and nudity. You'll get
so Game of Thrones came first. I think Succession is Game of Thrones without
love
the dragons.
Succession.
Okay.
I love
Game of
Succession.
Thrones without the dragons.
But see, the dragon portion is what keeps me away. The mysticism, the hobbits, the dragons.
But it's done well.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I believe you that it's done well. I'm not criticizing the
artistic
vision.
Because I normally don't
like
sci-fi. Like, my dad's always trying to get me to watch sci-fi shows. I'm like, I'm not into it.
I can take, like, I like Star Wars. I'll watch a Star Wars and enjoy myself a great deal. But that whole medieval dragons and...
Me and Momo, you're really, I'm telling you, we actually went to a concert at the Forum to see the music of Game of Thrones with gigantic clips.
Didn't we both go on the Game of Thrones themed vacation
in
Croatia?
Did you have a good time?
I went to Dubrovnik Croatia.
Did you really?
This is the fortress.
I saw exactly where the Shame Walk was. There was the Red Keep. It was everything.
You're going to go.
What if we started on the prequel?
I think
start in the prequel.
That might be interesting.
It happens 400 years before the other one. You're fine.
That might actually be interesting.
Yeah.
There were so many people in a Game of Thrones.
First time
I was the only one not.
A centaur or a dragon shows up, you're going to lose me.
I
just can't.
Slee, are you going to give it a shot?
I think I will. It's perfect because then I could follow along with everybody in the prequel. And then afterwards.
Because there is something about. When you try to come to a show that has like 5 or 6 seasons, it's really hard to catch up.
Yes.
It's like, okay, if you missed 1 or 2 seasons, you can catch up.
The Wire like 20 years later.
Right. It's like, that's how I was with
amazing.
Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad was my pandemic show. Like when COVID hit, Nev and I said, let's watch Breaking Bad.
I've time for it.
Yeah. And we binged it all, and we've almost got through all the way through Saul, except for this last season where we're just starting it. I've watched like 2 episodes.
What's the statute of limitations, Mace? We were talking about this on Friday. Mm-hmm. To discuss what happened in the finale. Obviously, I'm not going to do it tomorrow. We can talk general.
3 days.
Is it 3 days? Is that the
number? It depends on how popular the show is.
Well, here's the thing.
Maybe by Friday.
By Friday, I think. Mm-hmm. We're spinning the wheel of hosts every day, so I don't know who's working any day. Yeah. Today, Momo's name came up, but it could be somebody else on Friday.
Have you brought up the details of, let's say, the last 3-4? Because we don't even do that. We haven't even done that. Like, I think on purpose we've avoided it.
We have not got into the specifics of any of the episodes.
Ireland and I went deep at one point, at the end of the first half of this season.
At the hiatus. Okay.
Because that last episode at the hiatus was just, like, crazy. Yeah. So we did talk openly about that. But it's a great show. If you're late to the party, there's still time to jump on. But tonight's the series finale.
Yep.
So excited.
I may blow it for everybody tomorrow. I'm just saying. I'll do my best. Mason in Ireland is coming up next. Momo's in for John. Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's up, people?
Hey!
Happy Monday.
Hashtag blessed.
Shut up. Nobody feels hashtag blessed on a Monday.
I agree with you. Nobody feels that.
Nobody feels that.
We're blessed to work in this business,
Mace. Two to two.
First thing on a Monday, the first thing I get is a bunch of hashtag blessed, happy Mondays on my Twitter.
I didn't do it. But I should. I'm going to do that every Monday from now on. I'm just going to send you a tweet that says hashtag blessed, and that's it.
The job is covered.
And Jorge will send you a happy Monday. Yeah. It'll be separate.
Happy Monday.
So, Momo, so how
let's do it right now.
No, don't do it.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. You know, hashtag blessed is obnoxious.
Hashtag blessed.
It is
obnoxious. Because nobody says I'm having a really hard time. This is my, you know, I'm working really hard. Or hashtag blessed. No, nobody uses hashtag blessed.
Hold on, let me
blessed,
say something real
unless
quick.
They, what?
Happy Monday.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag blessed.
Nobody uses hashtag blessed unless they're bragging. It's a way to brag.
It is. It's like, I like my life so much. I'm so awesome.
I'm so great. I hope. I don't care
it's a
about
humble
you.
Brag. There was a whole website devoted to humble brags. Like, people would send in their best humble brags they've heard.
Yeah, there are some good ones.
Yeah,
there are some good ones. Yeah. So.
Hey, Mace, I'm having a good. I was having a Monday. Like, just a Monday.
Just a regular Monday.
And then I went to Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to jazz up my order a little bit. I was
you
like,
were going to
you know?
Jazz it up.
Yeah, I said, you know.
Old person expression.
I'm going to try something totally new. I feel like something fruity, but not too fruity.
Uh-huh.
With a little caffeine, but not too much caffeine. Yeah. So I said, I'm going to get an iced black tea. And then they say, you can customize it. So I added peach juice to my black tea. And little bits of frozen pineapple bits that they put in.
Uh-huh.
It is so good. Huh. I just made this up, and it's like turning around my Monday.
You know what? The barista's like, oh, God, this one. Here
it's
comes another
one. It's the first time I've ever ordered this.
Oh, the black tea with the pineapple chunks.
Doesn't that
Look
sound
out.
Delicious, though?
Hey, get the peach juice. That girl's here.
It's really good.
Yeah. No, like, not really.
Don't you always order the same thing? Do you order everything?
Always
Do you ever try
anything
it. New?
No, never. Never.
Never.
Always order exactly the same thing every time.
Every time.
Every time.
What if you tried what I ordered and you were like, whoa, Momo, that is rocking my world today.
Well, we already know what Mason orders.
Hello. How are you today?
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Let me start with you.
I'd like a reduced fat turkey, bacon, and cheddar.
Okay. Here
are the two. I'd like three Trenta iced passion teas.
Oh, my God.
No cane sugar, no lemonade, but please add three stevias.
Three teas, right?
Yep, three.
Three passion iced teas, no liquid cane, three stevia.
Yep. And then I'd like a venti iced almond milk quad latte.
Okay.
Add two stevias to that.
Gotcha.
That's it.
$21.65.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much.
Right,
that's it?
You.
That guy is like, that's it? You mean all of that, and you're saying that's it?
My favorite part about that is $21.65. It was all for you.
It was all for me.
And it was every day.
Well, you know what's different now
is... It's not bad for breakfast if you think about
every
it.
Every day.
This red tea that I get at Starbucks, this passion tea, I now make it home.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's like,
it costs nothing.
I know.
And they're charging $4 for it. You make a
and you were getting
of
three of them.
I was getting three of them, yeah. Out of control. Out of control. So, hey, I wanted to... You know, on Friday, I guess this broke late. Before we do that, we're doing Lie of the Day today. It is my lie.
Your lie.
And we got a cool prize today. We're throwing a big fantasy football draft party at Hollywood Park Casino on Friday, August the 26th, hosted by Shidano and Cappy. So at the end of the show today at 3:30, if you can figure out my lie of the day, you will win a table in our fantasy football draft for you and your whole league. It can be a party with you and seven of your friends. Everybody's got to be 21 or older to play. Don't be last place, Mace, during fantasy football. Hollywood Park Casino Eat, Drink, Draft. Again, the draft party is August 26th. If you can figure out my lie of the day, you'll be there. Where do you? We're not in the same fantasy football league.
No. And you know what?
Me and Ireland have been in the same league for a long time.
I've never been invited to your football or basketball leagues.
Really? Well, Trudell is the basketball guy.
I know. I don't think I'm allowed in.
Why?
I don't know. I've asked like several times. I've like dropped hints. Nobody wants me in their league.
Call Trudell.
I'm not very good at fantasy basketball. You'd think I'd be good, but I'm
not. I'm sure he'll let you in. Yeah. I'm sure he'll let
you in. Yeah, I'll lose.
Yeah.
I know who's in that league, and I can't believe that.
You know who won?
People, who?
Me.
You won?
I won that league. Yes, what I'm talking about. No more last place Mace.
Pretty good.
It's really fun to watch the standings and see last place Mace in the first position.
Yeah, it is. You were in first place for a while there.
That gets me, as you would say, jazzed up.
Jazzed up.
Jazzed up.
You know what? I've been listening to the soundtrack, that song a lot. That's like what I play for the baby.
What's that?
All that jazz.
You've been playing the soundtrack for all Chicago. That jazz? For
yeah,
the,
Chicago.
So snapping and whatnot?
I play lots of Broadway for him. Like
really?
I play Hamilton. He really likes Hamilton. We go on walks, I play Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah. Jazz. Such a good song.
So you play this for the baby?
I play Hamilton, I play Chicago, and I've been playing Encanto for him.
It's like Broadway for the bassinet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to, and it's like a fun song.
It is. No, it's a good song. He's a lot of snapping.
No. He really likes this one.
We can't talk about Bruno, no.
There's not much to do with the baby. Like, you put him in the swing, and you make faces at them. So, like, I add the music. It makes it more fun. For me, probably. Maybe for him.
Yeah. Well, no, I guess it's like you're educating.
Yeah.
You're it's
and he
learning.
Likes it. Smiles at me and stuff, you know,
yeah,
and makes
good.
Noises.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, Dodgers, they had their winning streak snapped yesterday, but, man, that is a great team. They are so friggin' good.
Hashtag blessed.
Oh.
Well, for the Dodgers, we are hashtag blessed.
They're so good, we really take them for granted. I've actually, sometimes they'll be winning like 5-1. I'm like, eh, they got this one.
Yeah, Juan came in there. I was watching the game on Saturday, and it was a blowout.
Yeah,
it was. I think it was 12-3.
Yeah, I've been playing bad teams.
You still watching? I'm like, yeah, I'm still watching. Are they winning again?
Yeah,
they're winning again. By the way, it's that Saturday game. Did you happen to see any of that Saturday?
No, I didn't
game?
Watch
okay.
that.
So Dodgers up 13-3.
Yeah.
They go to the ninth inning. It's two position players pitching at this point.
Who pitched?
Hanser Alberto threw for us.
Yeah.
And had
usually
really,
it's JT.
The great thing was description of pitch, unknown.
Unknown.
We didn't say change up, curveball, fastball. Said unknown for Hanser Alberto.
I love it.
But he pitched a clean inning. But at some point, if it's 13-3 and
I
you've got your
off.
Second baseman pitching and you've got your outfielder pitch, I mean, why should anybody care at that point?
I know. I have it. Usually I have it on in the background. Like, it's always on. I turn the game on. I'm putting the kids down. It's on in the background. I kind of come in and out as I'm doing mom things. And it's like 13-3. I just...
Winning again.
Yeah, winning again.
Winning again.
I've taught Daniel how to say, go Dodgers. He can do that.
That's nice.
You want me to record him saying that?
Yeah, record him saying that. Yeah, okay. For sure.
Will he laugh throughout it the whole time like normally?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Good.
That's good.
Good. Yeah, it's fun.
I took him to a Dodger game. He said, go Dodgers.
Did he have any sense for what was happening?
No idea what's happening. He really liked going up and down the escalator. We went up and down 30 times. And he had a lot of ice cream. Good.
Yeah. Well,
that
sounds
like
a day
good
at the ballpark.
For your first Dodger game. We stayed until the seventh inning stretch. That was really good.
That is good.
With a 3-year-old. I thought that
tomorrow night we're going to LAFC. Me,
ooh.
Jorge, Bergman,
Travis, Siwa, Emily, Siwa, Taylor.
You're going to have that Falcon
everybody.
There?
Beto.
No Falcon for me. Beto's going to be there. I'm going to tell you in advance, leaving at halftime.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving at halftime.
That seems pretty long for you, actually.
No. I definitely stay for the first half.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah. LAFC's fun.
Very respectable halftime.
Yeah. And we're going to be in Jacob and Ronnie's box. It's going to be super cool, fully stocked. I was there a few weeks back, and he, you know, the luxury, if you love the suite life, this is it for you. We gave away a bunch of spots last week, so we'll see you tomorrow night at LAFC. Coming up next, Lakers, the schedule is dribbling out.
Yeah.
It's dribbling out. We got a couple of games to talk about, plus NBA versus NFL on Christmas Day. We'll talk about that matchup, too. Mesa in Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey! Hey, Momo's in for John today. What's up? My apologies to Bobby and Fiera, because I was supposed to do a cameo message for Dave, and I wasn't able to do it. Dave is huge into weed and wine, big drummer, just started a YouTube channel. Happy birthday to Dave. Sorry I didn't get the cameo done. I'm not always the best at that. Are you on Cameo, Momo?
No, I've tried to get on, and nobody thinks I'm...
Oh, come on! Come on!
I would totally do it.
They would totally take you.
You told me you were going to get me on, and it never happened.
Oh, really?
So this shows how much pull you have.
I'll get you on the Cameo.
How do you get on it? Like, you can't just...
They called me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not famous
enough. They contacted me. I would not have known how to get to Cameo. Cameo contacted me.
Like, so if you go on to Cameo.com, can't you just be like, I want to be on Cameo?
Momo, have you tried that?
I don't ask. That's embarrassing.
To ask to be
them.
Oh,
yeah,
you need them to come to you.
I need somebody to come to me.
Your beck and call.
I mean, that's like, no. I think it's super embarrassing to be like, hi, I really want to be on Cameo.
Well, let me ask you this.
And they'll be like, who are you again? That'd be so embarrassing.
Are you verified on Instagram?
Yeah.
How the hell do you get verified on Instagram?
You can do it.
This is like a burning. Yeah.
I know. I get it. I understand.
What am I supposed to do?
These things are annoying, right?
What am I supposed to do?
What does it really mean for you, though?
I don't think I got verified myself. I think someone from ESPN Social did it for
me. Oh, is that right?
You know what? Do you want me to talk to someone at ESPN Social and find out who does that?
Yeah,
okay. I'll work on that. You work on my campaign.
Why is that important, Bergman?
Yeah, why is it important?
Because there are other Steve Masons out there.
Yeah,
and if
I agree.
You're following Steve Mason and you want certain things.
But you're not under at Stephen Mason.
No. But still, I'm not verified.
So if you changed it to at
like
Steve
Tony,
Mason.
You know what? You know who's not verified on
Who?
Instagram? Tony Reale.
Tony Reale?
Yeah, and I was like, is that really Tony Reale? But then I know it's him, but it's him and his
Correct.
Family. So I assume it's him, and I think it's him.
I always have a moment of, well, is that the real one if I don't see the blue check mark?
Exactly.
Yeah. So
maybe they're just pulling photos of him and his family and putting them on an Instagram. It's just a fan account.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make you feel better that Tony's not verified, too? He's pretty famous.
It makes me feel a little better.
By the way, Momo, if you go to cameo.com and just scroll all the way to the bottom, it says enroll as talent, and then it's all done.
No, I don't want to ask.
You're not asking.
They need
doing
to come
it.
To me.
You're just enrolling.
Cameo needs to ask you.
They need to ask me. I will not do it myself.
Wow.
That's so embarrassing.
Why is it so embarrassing?
You know what? Like, I grew up on team sports, and you don't ask the coach to bat third. You don't ask the coach to bat fifth. Like, they just write your name on the lineup card. And if my dad ever even tried to do that and say, like, she needs to be hitting third, you know, I'd be like, oh, my God, don't do that. It's so embarrassing.
Momo went big time.
No, that's actually, like, showing
it's actually
the opposite.
Well, you've got to call Momo.
Better call Mo? No.
What if I told you?
All right. So I did hit
that
the...
That music is jazzy.
I did hit the Seinfeld there. So, okay. So Lakers, we know a little bit of their schedule. The Lakers are going to open up at Golden State. We know the second game is against the Clippers.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a home or away.
It's an away game.
It's an away game. So it's a Clippers
away.
Home game. Yeah. And then we know Christmas Day, the Lakers are going to be at Dallas. They'll face Luka and Dallas on Christmas Day. Does this tell us anything that there are road games for the opener and for Christmas? Does it say anything about the way the league views the team? Because we're used to those big
yes and no.
Christmas home games.
So LeBron usually has enough pull where he gets home games on Christmas.
Right.
But generally speaking, they only put the big stars on Christmas. And if you're not on Christmas, it's like a slap in the face, right? Like,
yeah.
I remember Joel Embiid told me a couple years ago, they had lost early in the bubble.
Yep.
And they finished sixth and they were kind of faded and they didn't put him on Christmas. And he goes, wow, I really must not be a good player in this league because we're not even playing on Christmas. So I think it's interesting who is playing on Christmas and also who is not playing on Christmas. No Clippers, no Brooklyn Nets, no Trae Young. Like, name some big stars in the league, and they're not playing on Christmas. That right there is a huge affront to those people,
yeah.
Those teams and players.
So are you said you think they're taking affront to this?
They
that,
should.
Is that the right phrase?
Yeah, affront. Yeah,
taking affront
offense.
To this? Offense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
So, like, if you're the Clippers and you're seen as either the favorite or the co-favorite to come out of the West, I think the Clippers are the co-favorites to come out of the West with the Golden State Warriors. And you're not playing on Christmas. On the one hand, it's like, oh, cool, I can stay home with my family. But on the other hand, all the guys on the team that have shoe deals, all the guys,
right.
Like, it's a really big stage. So to not be scheduled on Christmas is a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what do you think of the idea? Now, we've got, let me see. I've got
no Brooklyn Nets either, by the way.
Yeah, no Brooklyn Nets. So
which
we got
is saying something.
The Christmas Day schedule, Golden State, Memphis, Mavs, Lakers, Nuggets, Suns,
Nuggets.
Knicks, Sixers. and Celtics Bucks, which is a good
game.
So
the best two games are clearly the Warriors and the Memphis. And then
Boston
Bucks.
And Milwaukee, yeah.
And those are – it's funny because those – I thought, oh, yeah, that's a rematch of the conference finals, but it actually isn't.
Yeah, it seems like it might be, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels like it.
Yeah.
But those were the top two teams in each conference last year, I think, even though they didn't play in the conference finals.
So is the NBA – now, there are three NFL games on Christmas Day. Packers-Dolphins, Broncos-Rams, I'll be at that game, and Buccaneers-Cardinals. Is the NBA smart to stick on Christmas Day, or would it have been smart to move to another day given the fact that you're competing with a lot of NFL?
What day of the week is Christmas this year?
Gregory?
It's a Sunday, I believe.
It's a Sunday.
Okay. I think that used to be a sort of gentleman's agreement between Roger Goodell and Adam Silver, like, okay, we give you Thanksgiving and we give the NFL Thanksgiving and the NBA takes Christmas.
Right.
And for a long time that held. And then the NFL got greedy and they just said, you know what? We're scheduling games on Christmas. We're just going to do it. And if it fell on a Sunday, okay, it was going to happen. But they did it a couple years ago just because they could.
Yeah.
And the NFL outrated them like crazy.
Well, yeah. I think that's, you know, the NFL is going to outrate the...
Anybody.
The NFL outrates everything.
Everybody.
Yeah,
and it's everybody. Kind of like just... I always thought there was a little cooperation between leagues. Not after that.
So, Bergman, is that that's a full NFL schedule that day because it's a Sunday, right?
No, there's only three games.
On a Sunday?
Yeah. There's only three games on the Sunday.
So they probably moved them, what... Earlier?
Yeah, I think there's a Saturday here. I'll get the exact schedule right now.
Yeah. Huh. Christmas Day is a tradition for the NBA.
Yeah. Got to stay there.
Yeah, you got to plant your flag.
Got to hold on to it. Even if the land that it's planted on is shrinking.
Yes.
You have to hold on to whatever land you have.
Yeah, yeah. Got to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you see that.
My original thought was, no, you got to move off that day. And on this show, we suggested, hey, what about Black Friday? Black Friday would be a great day for a lineup of NBA games.
Yeah.
Take that day for this year.
But it's so ingrained in the marketing. Like every superstar who plays on Christmas has a Christmas Day shoe. There's a lot of content that gets scheduled to come out on Christmas. Like,
right.
That's the NBA's day. So it was really kind of a... the word is chutzpah, right? Like for the NFL to just
although
start scheduling
games. Although it is a games.
Sunday. I know this year, but
this
in the
year.
Years, the last few years, they've started scheduling games on Christmas, and it was, that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's trying to do their own thing.
Everybody's
now.
Got their own piece of the pie.
There's no it's just, cooperation anymore.
The big piece was going to go to the NFL, and the smaller piece was going to go to the NBA.
When I came up in sports writing, there was a gentleman's agreement.
When I came up,
I know. That's true. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, yeah.
So hold on one second. So you're going to have a Thursday night game, then there's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 or 12 games on Saturday with only three games on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay. Yeah, that's all right. Three games on Sunday.
Still, all three of those will outrate the
NBA. Oh, yeah.
When I came up, there was a gentleman's agreement amongst the beat writers to not go to Lakers shoot-around.
Why?
Because this was pre-Twitter, okay?
Okay.
So the only people who really needed shoot-around footage or access were the TV people, TV and radio, because they were getting sound or fresh sound, as they call it in
the business. Yeah, right, fresh sound.
For the evening broadcast or like the pregame shows And there wasn't a whole lot of news that came out of there. And so, also for the beat writers, going to shoot around really changes your whole day. Because unless you live right by the facility, you're driving over to the practice facility in El Segundo in the morning. And then there's not quite enough time LA traffic wise to get back to your house and then back downtown. Unless you literally live right there.
But wait a minute. So the beat writers all say we won't cover shoot around. Like, why wouldn't
they
a just hustler just say, I'm going to get there?
This was the point of the story.
Okay, good.
So at the time, there was a quality of life issue. There was like a, hey, we're trying not to make everyone have to work a 24-hour news cycle. Like everybody, all you had to do, you were mostly covering for the newspaper.
Right.
There was no newspaper until the end of the night. So you didn't really need shoot around because whatever you're going to get pregame would suffice for.
Right.
For your evening editions, right? For the next morning show. I'm sorry, the next morning paper. You didn't need to get pregame.
Like the shoot around wasn't important because you had the game that night.
Yeah, the game. And so you would write about, you would usually pregame was what you would, where you would collect stuff for your notebook for the next morning paper.
Right.
And then you would, after the game, you'd write a game story and you had two stories a night. And it was a much easier lifestyle. You just went to practice on the off days, and then you went to the pregame. And it's a long day to go to a game. You get there at 4 o'clock, and then you stay until midnight or 1
or
whatever
it is. Halftime.
Halftime. And then the internet happened.
Yes.
And the news cycle went from the next morning's paper to all day long.
Yes.
Twitter.
News comes out of shoot-arounds now.
Yeah, because nobody wants to talk to us pregame.
Yeah.
A lot of the players hide pregame, and there's plenty of places to hide now. Like, the locker room used to be different. You couldn't hide. And so it just turned it into a all-day event of covering the team where there's too much of one thing. There's too much media access, but you get less and less out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we annoy them more, and they get annoyed more because they see too much of us, but they give us less. So I think the reason I brought this up is when you have – special days.
Yes.
They have to say special.
Okay.
Right? If you have something that is, hey, it's Christmas, and you build it up like this. But if you're just on all the time, which is where I think the NFL is kind of going, they're just going to be on all the time. There's Thursday night football. Now there's Friday games. There's Saturday games. There's Christmas games. Thanksgiving games. It's so much. And I keep waiting for the saturation point, but it hasn't
hit. There
is
not one.
Is it ever going to hit?
Never.
Remember the COVID year when they had Tuesday games?
Yes, I do.
Right? There was like a Rams
game.
A Tuesday game,
a Thursday game.
And it just kept going.
And they all did well, and I was excited about all of them, and I'll be excited about all these. I mean, the NFL is, I don't think there is such a thing as a saturation point for the NFL. Do you? Do you think
there's got to be at some point, but I haven't seen it yet. I kept thinking they were going to get to one. Like, when they're on all the time, then the games aren't special. Because so much of why the NFL is special is because they play once a week. Now it's three times a week.
Yes.
It's Thursday, Sunday, and Monday.
Right.
So if you start taking over Fridays, and usually the NFL would leave Saturdays for college football.
Yep.
And they leave certain holidays for the NBA. Nope, not anymore.
Yeah, no, not at all. NFL, every day is NFL day.
Every day. But I always thought, like, the build-up during the week, that's what gets you excited for the one game a week.
Yes.
I don't know. It seems like they can carry and sustain the interest.
Well, I think it's Mark Cuban that said, hogs go to slaughter.
Yeah.
But I don't think there is a slaughterhouse here.
I think there's more to that quote.
Oh, really?
I can't remember.
that was it.
Something like that.
No, in other words, the NFL's getting too greedy, too fat, hogs go to slaughter. Exactly. I think that was it.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's definitely happened in the media game.
It's amazing, by the way, that Jorge can just press a button and get the sound of a hog.
Oh, yeah.
Can you press the sound and get the falcon? That's my favorite.
Let me find that one.
There
he is.
Love the falcon. Coming up next, what are you going to spin?
Come on, Pelicans.
Coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. And this is timely. A little bit earlier today for the Culture Pop podcast, I talked with Kate Bosworth, who everybody knows from Blue Crush and a lot of movies like that. She's in a new movie where a couple has to live in an empty room. They get food, they get clothes, but that's it.
That's it.
For 50 days to win $5 million.
Can't go outside?
Cannot leave the room for any circumstance.
Oh.
No phone, no television, no none of that stuff.
So it's like real quarantine.
Real quarantine. Could you do it? Could you spend for $5 million... 50 consecutive days in an empty room.
No phone, no TV.
No phone, no TV.
Do you have books?
By the way, and with Nevin, because this is a couple that goes into this room.
Is there any form of entertainment?
None. Nevin. Nevin is the only entertainment you get.
I don't think I can do it.
No?
I don't think I can do that. I need like a book. I need something. I need like a write. Maybe I could write. Could I write?
They don't even allow them books. You can write.
I could write.
Yeah, you can write.
Right. Yeah.
You can write one of your long stories.
I mean, like, how much sex can you have? Like,
I
mean, it kind of get old after a while, right? Yeah.
No. Not if you do it.
Maybe just you.
No, it's still pretty good, even when it's not. Jorge, what about you?
Absolutely.
50 days, you can do it.
Brenda and I, for 50 days, easy.
Because you guys are so compatible.
Exactly.
You wouldn't get stir crazy.
Nah.
Wow.
I would totally get stir crazy.
No, not us. Not
okay.
Is there a window? Can I look out the window?
No.
Is there a window?
No, it's a totally empty. Oh. The movie is called The Immaculate Room. It is this all-white room with nothing but a toilet and a bed. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah. Bergman, Gregory, could you do it?
I mean, we basically did it during the pandemic. Yeah, I could absolutely do it.
You had TV.
50 days
you had
of
TV
no TV.
For $5 million, yes.
No
I mean, but,
internet,
you know, the
no...
pandemic actually ended my relationship, so
what about
know,
if we put,
it would end after
what
that,
What about
too.
If we put you in there with your ex-wife?
Oh, God.
You don't even have to answer that.
I mean, $5 million is not enough.
$5 million is not enough.
I need a little bit more,
what
like
you, Mace?
10 times.
I could not.
I don't think I can do
I
that.
Absolutely could not do
really?
It.
No.
I really, I'd love to sit here and say, yeah, absolutely, I'm all in. Yeah, but in part, I saw the movie, and I saw the way this couple sort of devolved over a period of time, getting sick of each other for 50 days. That's what I would
like
do.
5 days.
The movie, it was written that way. It wasn't, you know.
50 days. You know how long that is?
50 days. I'm telling you, you and Brenda would not.
Oh, we
there,
can draw on
there
the
would
walls,
come a point.
Trust me.
Would come a point.
We'll draw a twister on the floor.
Draw
something.
A twister on the floor. You know, yeah.
There's ways around it.
I mean, I would probably just write. I would probably try to like write a book or write a movie.
Yeah,
or
you. I don't know why you haven't written a book yet.
It's too much work.
I know, but.
What if I told you?
I write long articles all the time.
I know, but a book is like 100 long articles. I just will try to make them not suck next time.
And
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
I'm getting back to that.
Are you?
I'm on that diet again.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I think I need to cut one more thing. I cut dairy. Way less farting.
Oh, good.
Way
good.
Less farting. Because I got a gassy baby. So he's like, it's for me and for him.
A lot of methane at that house. All right. So do we have a voicemail?
We definitely should have a voicemail.
We should have
you
a
used
voicemail.
To.
We really should.
Can we find it?
Can try, yeah.
Yeah, try to find it. Because, you know, somebody texted me over the weekend and said, hey, you know, I wanted to call in on this, but I couldn't call in because I was driving at that time, so I couldn't make a call. So I was like, well, we should have a voicemail where people can call in and leave stuff, and then we play it back. So Bergman's going to look for that. I want to try that. The other thing is Jorge is wearing his chain today. What's that?
I said it was so innovative.
Oh, who the heck? I mean, seriously, are there any new effing ideas?
No, not really.
No.
Oh, I should play the drop instead.
No, not really.
There you go. So, you see Jorge's chain? Did you see the...
I am so jealous. You guys all got these chains,
yes.
And I want a chain. I think that looks cool.
So I had one made that says M&I. M&I.
Mason and Ireland.
Yes.
I get it, yeah.
Trying to figure out how to give that away.
Oh.
To a listener.
That's cool.
Yeah, give that away to a listener.
Okay.
What do you think, Bergman?
You don't want it?
I think you can. Lie of the day.
We could do
next
lie
week?
Of the day.
Maybe
yeah,
next
we
week?
Could do
okay.
lie of the day.
Yeah.
You know what? The other thing is, I'm listening
pretty
to the
baller
opening.
Chain.
It
great
does
chain.
Look great.
Yeah.
It really looks great.
Did you get a Momo one for Momo?
Right?
No, I did not get one for Momo. I've got mine in my car. I almost threw it on today. I didn't throw
you
it.
You should have. I can go grab mine. Jorge's got his.
Yeah.
I wear mine every day.
We wear our chains. It's the way we identify each other.
Now, will
do
you
I
wear it?
To
that's
chain.
Jorge.
What do I got to do to get a chain?
Will you wear it to LAFC tomorrow?
I can't go tomorrow.
Yeah, I will wear it to LAFC. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll wear an LAFC jersey and my chain.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right.
Okay, I'll do this. If you get me a Momo chain, I'll wear it to a Laker game.
Really?
Yeah, I'd wear that to a Laker game.
Really?
Yeah, I would do that. It's not embarrassing. I think it's baller.
What a
it's
novelty.
Cool.
Yeah, you'd be a... People would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People
would
love that.
You should wear it on TV one day.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Wear it on...
Yeah.
Oh.
People know it's
why are we upping the ante here?
Come on. You said, what do I got to do? I got to wear it on TV.
Are you going to wear it on TV?
Oh, I don't know.
Around the horn.
Around the horn.
You know what? Maybe
Momo,
I'll do it on FaceTime or something. Like,
no,
I
no,
can't
no,
do
no,
a whole
no,
show.
Got to do...
No, it's around the horn.
We want to see it on screen.
Got to wear it for around the horn.
You asked.
You have mythical money.
You got to do it. You know people will love it.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
No, it's not.
You can even say that.
For a whole show?
Yeah, for a whole show.
Let me think about that. I might.
That's how you get the chain.
What, could I just do my FaceTime with that?
No.
That's anybody can do a FaceTime.
Yeah.
We want to see it on TV.
With the chain on.
We want to see it on TV with the chain on.
I know, but if I win the show around the horn and you get FaceTime, I'll put the chain on and I'll talk about the chain and I'll talk about your show on the air.
Hmm.
I think you should just wear it the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time. Oh, yeah, we're
talking
not,
about. We'll be talking about like the
we're
49ers and should they trade Jimmy G? And
we're not. We're not.
Momo. It just says Momo right there. Don't say stupid. It's not stupid. It's a great thing. It's
we're awesome. Not. We're not negotiating.
All right.
That's the price. That is the price. So Friday, I guess it was Friday that Fernando Tatis Jr. Tested positive for PEDs, and I guess that broke.
Yeah, I was on air.
Oh,
yeah.
Were you on the air?
Yeah, we were on air.
What was your first reaction?
I mean, come on, man. Come on. Like, he missed the whole season after he had this motorcycle accident where he really shouldn't be doing what he was doing. And I understand people do things they shouldn't be doing in the off season. And you're a young man and you like to drive fast cars and fast motorcycles, okay. You get one of those. You don't get two or three, especially when you signed a $300 million contract.
Does that, and I was thinking about this, will that not follow him everywhere goes from now on?
Yeah, especially with the ringworm. I mean, can you imagine the chance he's going to hear?
Yeah.
The ringworm excuse.
Right.
The ringworm made me do it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what, I mean, when you, there was, and I always think, like, if you do it, you should just own it. Just own it and say, this is what happened. I'm sorry. This is why I did it. It was a huge mistake. I'll never do it again.
Yes.
That'll follow you, but like people need the pound of flesh. They need the apology. They need the taking ownership of it. And when you don't do that and you come up with a lame excuse, it's like, that's what I'm going to think of him all the time.
Yeah. You know,
and also so unnecessary. Sorry, I was cutting you off.
That's okay. I was going to say that I went to a number of years back, went to a place in Beverly Hills, I guess they called it like an anti-aging thing or something. Yeah. And I got HGH.
Oh, yeah.
Love and I that. Really thought it made a difference. So
I'm sure it did.
I started going back for it. Ultimately, I decided to stop because I didn't know the long. But I did take it for a while, and it does make a difference.
Yeah, I'm sure it's. I thought about that, too, like later on when I'm done having kids and all that. But then I was like, HGH, would that make me get cancer? Like if it's just a human growth hormone, like if you're making things grow, I mean, doesn't that seem like... Probably not all that healthy for you.
Would you try HGH, Bergman?
I mean, if I needed it, yeah, why not? I'm not a professional athlete. It'll make my radio skills better. I need it.
You do.
I beat you to it. I beat him to it.
Or hey, you going to give HGH a roll?
No.
It was worth it. I'm glad I did it.
How long did you try it for?
About six months.
And what did it make you feel like?
Made me feel very alert and strong,
robust,
and ambitious.
Ooh.
There was like a what would you call it, like a almost like an adrenaline like I gotta get stuff done kind of thing. It was great. It was
cool.
Great. I would definitely do it. I should go back because God knows I could use a little of that,
some vigor.
All right, so last thing I want to ask you here, and by the way, coming up for you, reaction from Mike Clevenger and Manny Machado on the Tatis suspension. All right, so one last thing I wanted to get to here. And I have no idea what this is. I saw it in an article over the weekend. I've seen it so many times. Bergman, we talked about it today. Bergman, you have no idea what it means, right?
No, I have no clue.
So when you see sick in parentheses, S-I-C, what the hell does that mean?
It's a spelling error.
A spelling error?
It's like a
spelling incorrect.
Spelling incorrect. I think it means like
wow.
It means like it's like, you know, sometimes when people write something and the text message has the misspelled word.
Right.
You put like SIC because you're trying not to change the way that they wrote it. So you put SIC. I don't know what it stands for. Spelling incorrect or spelling. I don't know. But that's what you
intentionally so written is what it says.
Intentionally.
Yeah. Yeah, like in other words, written. I know that I misspelled this word, but that's intentional because I'm transcribing it from whoever.
Okay, I got you. Or if it's grammatical, you use it the way they said it, as a, even though you know it's grammatically
that's
incorrect.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know what the SIC stands for, but.
Yeah. No,
I know how it's used.
I see it in articles all the time. I've always wondered what it means.
Yeah.
All right. Coming
Ask
up next. Coming up next for you, Mike Clevenger of the Padres and Manny Machado of the Padres react to Fernando Tatis and his 80-game. PED suspension.
Ringworm. It's ringworm.
We will get to that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.